Senator Ted Stevens didn't appear in court today as the judge in the federal case against him ruled on most of the pretrial motions. So far, Judge Emmett Sullivan has mostly sided with government prosecutors' arguments. Alaska Senator Stevens faces 7 counts of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms to conceal gifts from oilfield services company VECO and its CEO. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Judge Emmett Sullivan denied 2 motions by Senator Stevens' defense team to dismiss the case. The defense had argued that the charges are unconstitutionally vague and that it should be up to the Senate, not the courts, to stand in judgment because the financial disclosure forms in question are a rule of the Senate. However, Judge Sullivan rejected both claims. The defense team also sought to have some charges dropped because of a statute of limitations, but the judge shot that down, agreeing with prosecutors that early allegations of lying back in 1999 and 2000 are part of an alleged pattern of behavior that stretched into recent years. In another blow to the defense team, the judge also denied their request to remove a paragraph in the indictment that claims Stevens did favors for VECO and its CEO, Bill Allen, at the same time he was accepting gifts. Instead, the judge said Stevens' lawyers could give the jury specific instructions about what charges he faces. Stevens is not accused of bribery, but prosecutors say they believe he hid the gifts in part because he was doing VECO favors. They say it's central to the theory of their case and speaks to motive. Judge Sullivan postponed ruling on a handful of other motions, including a defense team request to throw out the case because of the speech or debate clause. That says lawmakers can't be tried for what happens in the halls of Congress. The judge also has yet to rule on one of the prosecution's big motions. The government wants to support its case by introducing new allegations that Stevens received secret gifts, including favors for his family. Also yet to be dealt with, how much of the grand jury testimony must be handed over to the defense? And the judge must rule on the defense team's request for medical records of VECO's Bill Allen, who suffered a head injury in a motorcycle accident back in 2001. Allen is expected to be the government's star witness. The judge did help the two sides hammer out a plan to deal with information the defense wants about taped phone conversations and photographs. And when the defense team complained that the prosecution isn't handing over all of its evidence, Judge Sullivan reminded both sides of their obligation to turn over what they should and quickly. It looks like the case is keeping to its accelerated timeline, which Senator Stevens requested, saying he wants it wrapped up before he faces re-election November 4th. At one point during Wednesday's hearing, the prosecution grumbled that the defense has called this a simple case, but is at the same time filing substantive motions. Judge Sullivan asked the defense if they want to slow things down, but Stevens' lawyers said no and were adamant that the trial go full steam ahead. Jury selection begins September 22nd. Judge Sullivan will hold one more hearing next week to wrap up pretrial business. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.